I love the outdoors. I love the being out in I guess being out in God's world of where it's quiet. You can find a quietness about it. The planting of a little seed that grows into to such an enormous thing, and the livestock. Animals can be such great friends. They rely on you, but they're very good friends of yours. It's a looking back for me, sure it wasn't real easy the type of farming then, but I liked it. I enjoyed it. And except I wouldn't have chickens. My attachment more is not to the building or the place, but to the actual farming experience, the relationship between a human being and the farm, the raising of livestock, the raising of crops, and the things that go with living on a farm. It seemed like you found your contentment in going out and getting an apple off the tree, or going out and picking. One of my favorites was, I love green peppers, and I would eat them like an apple. Go pick that off, and you go out and you just sit there under the tree or at the edge of the garden, and it was so quiet, and you could hear the birds, the meadowlarks singing away. One of the things I enjoyed doing was laying and watching the clouds. The clouds, all those beautiful clouds, and you saw things in them. You know, oh, there's one that looks like a dragon or something. And I think your mind, you became, I don't know, creative in your own mind, and you had time to, you know, even when you were out mowing hay and that, the smell of it. And the meadowlarks, to this day, I love it when I can ride with the window down and hear the meadowlarks sitting out there singing away. Because you can hear the birds, you see the birds, and the squirrels, all of it, I love it. I enjoy it. The rabbits, and to this day, I don't like to